Hi, I'm Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day and pastor of the Summit Church between Manlius and Casanova. Many people discount God and the Bible because of the occasional violent scenes that appear to be condoned by God. They might say, if that's your God, then I want no part of that religion. The problem is, no one on earth is as smart as God. The way Christianity works is, God does what he needs to, and we deal with it, maintaining our ultimate respect for God, even if we don't understand what he's doing. And we most often don't. I've got two examples for you that you may or may not be familiar with. They may not seem connected, but they are. The first goes way back to Moses, the day when he and God were essentially establishing the laws of the Jewish faith, God's chosen people, following God's freeing of his people from slavery in Egypt, including the miraculous parting of the Red Sea. As it always happens on this sinful earth, even with God performing amazing miracles regularly, opposition arises. God's stubborn people so often think they know better. Such was the case in Numbers 25, while elders were meeting in the tent of meeting, establishing the laws of God handed down to Moses. One of those rules related to sex being permissible only between a man and his wife. A lot of the 1.5 million or so Israelites at the time didn't like that. Few do today, actually. Anyway, while they were debating the permanence of this expectation, one young man decided to nip this rule in the bud before it could take hold, and grabbed his girlfriend in front of the entire gathering around the tent of meeting and led her into a tent to show everyone what he thought of the rule. One man, Phinehas, who was so offended by this blatant breakage of God's law, took action. Numbers 25, 6 and 7. When Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he arose from the midst of the congregation and took a spear in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent and pierced both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman, through the body. So the plague on the sons of Israel was checked. In other words, when the man and woman tried to short-circuit God's laws before it could take hold, Phinehas saved the nation from God's wrath by killing them both with the same thrust of a spear. Here's God's response in Numbers 25, 13 and 14. Behold, I give him my covenant of peace, and it shall be for him and his descendants after him a covenant of a perpetual priesthood, because he was jealous for his God and made atonement for the sons of Israel. Okay, wait, so God rewarded him? Why can't we do the same thing today then? The second example jumps all the way to the book of Acts in the New Testament and the story of Ananias and Sapphira, where the couple saw someone rewarded for selling his property and giving the proceeds to the new church, just starting out after Christ's ascension into heaven. So Ananias and Sapphira decided to do the same thing, except they would only tell the church leaders that's what they were doing while keeping a large sum for themselves, thus getting rewarded for their faith and still holding on to a nice chunk of change no one would know about. Except the Holy Spirit did know and was not about to allow this couple to start out his new church with the seed of corruption. Acts 5, 3 and 5. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back some of the price of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not under your control? Why is it that you have conceived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. And as he heard these words, Ananias fell down and breathed his last, and great fear came over all who heard of it. 3 hours later, with no knowledge of what had happened, the same thing happened to Sapphira. So the question here is, why doesn't God strike down sinners in the church today like that? There are probably more than a few who wish he would. But God reserved these two stories of Phinehas, Ananias, and Sapphira because both represent early attempts to sidetrack God's plan to establish an organized group of people into a church that would lead faithfully and grow, which it continues to do today. Had these two sins gone unpunished, the beginning of Christianity would have been tainted with sin and perhaps never recovered. God works all things for the good of his people, those called according to his purpose. That's Romans 8:28. In these two cases, God himself made sure his initiatives got off to a solid start and continues to press on today. In these two cases, God took strong, tough measures to preserve his chosen people and to make sure it was clear what he thought of sin. Remember, though, it was God running the show and not us, as it still is today. Thanks to God's early examples, that has been established, and even though sin and corruption persist, God already made his point. We need to take these lessons to heart. This has been Scott Hallman, pastor of Summit Church near Manlius, your pastor for the day. Until next time, do your best and let God do the rest.